years, and you kind of have a lot of friends getting to the age where they're getting engaged or married. Do you think a lot of people marry within Roswell, within the area, or do you think people are meeting people elsewhere nowadays?
Let me think. I'm trying to think of what that means to my girlfriend. I would say that most of the people I know who are getting married now are marrying high school sweethearts. So, naturally, it's Roswell area people. But,
Then you're only about, 5 years out of school.
Exactly. I'm only 5 years out of school. So, that's a little different. But I do know a lot of people who are marrying people who have stayed in Atlanta tend to move towards the city and work and live in the city. And get out of Roswell. So, and Atlanta attracts lots of people from all over. So, people that I know who are dating people who I may not know from Roswell tend to be dating people from more outside of Atlanta than people who are in Roswell. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like people in Roswell that I knew from Roswell who have stayed in Roswell tend to be dating or getting married to people who are in Roswell. People who have moved into the city or moved out of state and then back or moved out of state at all tend to date people from outside of Roswell because you're open to a whole different group of people once you get out of Roswell.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about historic Roswell. Are you aware of the historic buildings? Do you remember anything about visiting those buildings or any trips you've ever taken?
I do. One of my favorite field trips in school was actually right after I moved to Roswell. And I was so fascinated by it because I thought I would never have known this if I hadn't moved here. It was one of the things that made me accept my parents' decision to move here. Was we went to Bullock Hall with my fourth grade class. And we got to take a tour of the house and the grounds, and I recently took my boyfriend back there because I wanted to show him historic Roswell. So I took him there and realized that you can't just go into the house; you actually have to pay to go into the house. And then we looked at a couple of the buildings that are nearby that are also historic homes of people, and we got to walk around the square and look at the fountain with all the different names of the founders of Roswell there. And I'd been to the mill before, but I haven't been back there recently. And I've been to some of the shops and restaurants along the square. And I love the stretch of Canton Street that goes back, I guess, sort of what I call downtown Roswell, which is where the Pastis restaurant is, and those little houses that sort of go that way. Those houses are just beautiful. And I love that area. I actually love to go there on Sunday afternoons and just walk around and look at stuff.
I get these things and I can't remember where I'm going with it. Do you remember any like particular pranks or mischievous events that maybe went on when you were a younger person?
Well, in high school, the one prank that continues to live on in infamy, even though they've eventually found a way to cover it up, was when you approach Centennial High School from the from the east. Anyway, from Scott Road, from Nesbitt Ferry. So you're coming down Scott Road, just turned off of Nesbitt Ferry, and you approach Centennial High School, and it's sort of below you. That Scott Road sort of goes up onto a hill, and then down below you is this beautiful view of the high school. When the sun is setting, it's just gorgeous. The part of the school that sticks up that sort of is on eye level when you're coming on the top of that hill is the gym. And my junior year, the class above us pulled a prank. They wrote in huge letters 2000 on the outside of the gym.